This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Adam Curry, David Icke interviews are coming up here next segment. Hit you with a bioweapon that gives you heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots. And don't worry, Moderna CEO confirms new mRNA injection to repair heart muscles after heart attack. So they give you a heart attack, they give you the solution to it. And here's another headline of the LA Times. Why the war in Ukraine has countless different countries stockpiling iodine tablets. Why the war in Ukraine has countries stockpiling iodine tablets? Because that protects you from some of the radioactive isotopes that are most common when a hydrogen bomb goes off. We don't sell X3 to protect you from radiation. We sell X3 because iodine that's true and pure and has all three good types is so amazing for your body, your energy, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, and yes, your thyroid. That's a game changer. But I told you, a few weeks ago when it came back in, I said, there's a huge run on X3. It's going to sell out soon. But despite that, it's 50% off. We could be sold out in a week at current sales rates. But I'm still keeping it at 50% off because I want those that haven't experienced, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in, what it does for energy, stamina, libido, everything. But it's not 50% off right now. It was. It's 60% off with promo code 1776. And the enemy works around the clock to shut our money off and destroy us. But if I can sell a great product that empowers you and your body and your life force and your immune system and your energy and your stamina, then it's a win-win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Part of the Save InfoWars 1776 Super Sale extended through the weekend and get up to 50% off double Patriot points with an additional 10% off with any order with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And all the t-shirts are almost sold out. We're getting complaints. I told you we're selling out everything. We'll have some new limited editions out soon, but almost everything's gone. A few shirts left. InfoWarsStore.com, but everything 40-50% off with an additional 10% off with promo code 1776. And you get DNA Force Plus. You get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You get so many of the great products like our amazing D3 gummies with calcium, the amazing Linus Pauling formula, 1100% daily allowance of organic vitamin C with zinc and rose hips. It's 50% off with promo code 1776, it is 60% off, and the enemy is in full fits. Their lawsuits haven't worked. Their attacks haven't worked. Their criminal investigations haven't worked because we're so clean. They are in full panic mode, and they want this broadcast off the air ahead of what they're about to launch, election theft, in 25 days. We are so close to winning a major battle. Not saying the war's won yet. Christ will win that war. But God is watching us and wants to see what we are going to do in this fight. So I beyond salute, thank from the bottom of my heart, the listeners and viewers, for keeping us in the fight. And I encourage you now to take the articles and the videos and the most important information from InfoWars.com and share it. And to tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, those local TV stations, and to pray for a global awakening, and to pray for peace and justice, and for a stop to World War III, and to then support InfoWarsStore.com while getting products that will blow you away. DNA Force Plus, 60% off with promo code 1776. X3, 60% off, promo code 1776. Biomineral Fusion, 60% off with promo code 1776. Take action, fund us, and we will never back down. We will never give in. And with your support, we will never give out. All right. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Adam Curry on the digital currency and New World Order, and then David Icke scheduled to be coming up as well, the nature of reality, how to break free from the Matrix. I want to salute and thank this crew as well. They are doing a kick-ass job. And then tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, I'm going to tape a special show. Tomorrow, I'll tape it. A special broadcast to air at 1 p.m. Central. And the real magic is when you take it and share it. I salute you. You really are the tip of the spear. You are the resistance. We are a family. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. I know we have record numbers of new listeners and viewers tuning in to the Forbidden Broadcast. We're now into the hour number two on this Friday, October 14th, 2022 transmission. Tomorrow, I'm going to be up here at 10 a.m., and I'm going to tape till past noon or so, and then we'll start streaming it by, I would guess, 1 o'clock, and then post it to Bandai Video. I'm going to do a two-hour commercial-free emergency broadcast on the threat of nuclear war, and also how governments under UN control have built under the guise of COVID camps, relocation, political prisoner camps, and their admissions of that. So tomorrow, commercial free, because I want to be able to roll all this out, play all the clips, show the documents, go over the evidence, I'm going to blow everybody away and break some of the biggest news ever. And again, we'll start taping at about 10:30 or so. We'll be done in 2 hours. It'll start streaming at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Not sure when. We're adding a lot of documents and information to it. So look for that tomorrow, Saturday, the 15th of October. We're about to go to Adam Curry, the inventor of podcasting, famous talk show host in his own right, on the Cashless Society, on the New World Order, on what PayPal is doing and how it's the model of this social credit score and so much more. And then a huge interview that we taped a few weeks ago that we're going to premiere here live on air with David Icke that is super in-depth and extremely powerful about the nature of reality. So that's all coming up and so much more. Please remember, only way we stay on air is your support. I salute you for your support. Additional 10% off of the big mega sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Additional 10% off on X3, on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and on so much more. And again, that's how we stay on air. That's how we battle these people. They've been lying and saying, we're going away. We're bankrupt. We got to pay $1 billion. None of that's true. Two men can't have a baby. This is all a fraud. They can't silence us. They can't take us off air unless they kill me or put me in prison, which they're trying to do. So as long as you support and get great products at the same time and spread the word, InfoWars.com, this broadcast, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, all the rest of the great crew, Greg Reese, you name it, will still be battling. And we're all in this together. So InfoWarsStore.com, you can go to 1776coin.com and get $35. I said $30 off. Sorry. $35 off on the collectible Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin. That's a fundraiser to keep us on air at 1776coin.com. $35 off with promo code 1776. And you can get free shipping when you get two coins. So 1776coin.com. Thank all of you that have gotten the coin. Encourage those of you that haven't. It's a limited edition. It is a fundraiser coin. Just like you can get an unsigned book for 20-something bucks of The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com or a signed book for $99. It's the fundraising. It's the history. It's that piece of history. The coin is like the book, and it's a limited edition. It'll be sold out soon, 1776coin.com. And speaking of 1776, again, you can get $10 off on the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the World, with promo code 1776 as well. All right. Here is the Adam Curry interview that I taped recently. We're premiering it here on air. And then David Icke is coming up and so much more. Please stay with us.
Tomorrow's News Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this emergency Saturday broadcast. When I say emergency, you see we are in a growing, intensifying emergency. Geopolitically, war, proxy wars, destabilized borders, collapsing currencies, the list goes on and on. And you have Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum admitting out of these global crises, they are bringing in their Great Reset and their New World Order Agenda 2030. So we're going to be looking at Russia. I told you 2 weeks ago, look for a massive, massive escalation. Now the pipelines are both been one blown up, one damaged, Nord Stream 1 and 2. Now they're talking about other pipelines are probably going to get destroyed. You've got other European pipelines turning on the same day that Nord Stream was blown up. You have Russia threatening nuclear war, Putin saying he's not bluffing. And in the background of this, we have the private Federal Reserve, we have the head of the European Union, all the big banking heads saying that they're soon going to roll out these digital programmable currencies. I was driving down the highway the other morning, and I was flipping through the AM dial and came across 1200 OAI, and I heard a voice I recognized. And then I drove under an overpass right as they were going to break, and I didn't hear who he was talking to, but I said, I know this guy. This guy is so smart. I got to get him on. Who is it? They come back, do another segment. It's Adam Curry. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to beg Adam to come on. He's such a busy guy. He is credited as being the creator or the first podcaster. He's also a super smart guy and, of course, well-known for being the number one host when they kicked off MTV back when it was the biggest thing in the world. And he joins us now for a 50-minute transmission, noagendashow.com, to get into the entire waterfront. And, you know, if you think I interrupt, Glenn Beck, I think, is a great guy overall. He was really interrupting. But he's raising a lot of great points. But I wanted to get Adam on. This was Thursday I was listening. Here he is with a Saturday. To just have the floor and really be able to walk through all this, because Adam obviously has an amazing background as well. He had family very close to him that was a CIA section chief. So he has a whole background really growing up of understanding how the world really works. And he's here with us to cover the midterms, January 6th, the whole waterfront. Adam, great to have you. Thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, sure, Al. It's always good to see you, man.
Where do you want to start? Because I'm going to try to just shut up and let you roll, because the way you laid out the digital currencies, the way you lay out everything, I mean, I listen to the show routinely, but the way you laid it out on Glenn Beck was amazing, and I wanted to give you more time.
Yeah, and I'm not a financial guy, obviously. I would say because of my interest in Bitcoin is kind of how I learned more and more about the financial system, and this goes back to Ron Paul's End the Fed. That's where I really started to understand what the Federal Reserve does, and so, and that's, you know, that's now, what is it, 15 years. It's been quite a while since that book. But what I'm seeing, Alex, is the way it's presented in the media, what's going on right now is upside down. What we continuously hear is because of Putin, because of the war in Ukraine, because of COVID, these are all the reasons that the financial system is in turmoil. But that's upside down. We have all of these things happening because of the financial system. and that's the part that that frustrates me when I see how it's reported, is all of this, all problems stem from the financial system as it is kind of, I mean, it seems like it's coming to its end, this version of the system. And we've had many versions of financial systems for the United States dollar. We were at one point on the gold standard. In the 70s, we were taken off the gold standard. And if you think the government won't mess with your money, I mean, there was an actual gold confiscation. It was illegal to have gold or gold coins. You had to give it up. So, you know, anything can change ultimately. But now we're in a world where I think, unfortunately, the money creation has just gotten out of control. And that is truly, you know, the parameters for inflation are money creation and something called the velocity of money. So how fast people are spending money that they get into their hands, that has been bastardized and turned into something called, you know, the consumer price index. And it only looks at the cost of gas and the cost of food. But really, that's not what the problem is. And of all the U.S. dollars ever created, ever brought into existence, ever since the beginning, 40% was created in the last 2 years. So, you know, when you have, and this is something that I did learn in high school, and I think everyone kind of agrees, if you have X amount of money and X amount of goods, you have there's price discovery. If everybody has a lot more money, then the prices will have to change. So it's the supply and demand. And we just got into this perfect situation, which now, in my opinion, is just being exasperated. To prove that it's a financial issue, the first thing that they did as this started to, well, in my opinion, we probably shut down the economy as the first way to stop the bleeding, since hyperinflation can actually happen. And that was probably.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Now we come out of this, and there's no way to stop it. You can't get it under control. So we have to be able to control the money at a more granular level. And that is why you hear all this talk of the CBDC or the central bank digital currency, because they'll tackle the problem from the opposite end. Whereas now they can really, create and destroy dollars to manage inflation and thus somehow the economy and the prices. They want to now, in essence, have control over your money so they can remove money from you, small increments, you won't know it. Or when they put money in, they can basically determine where it's going to be spent. And this, we'll have to get into the details. This all comes back in my mind to this drive towards the green, carbon neutral or net neutral economy that is now, and all the actions in the European Union, they're ahead of us right now. They are reigniting their carbon markets. So the basic concept is, your money will be controlled based upon your carbon footprint. So you will be given personal responsibility to do the right thing if you want to access your money in the way that the government now, in fact, intends. And it sounds really far out there. And I don't know about you, Alex, but every single time I look at something and say, crap, they're doing this, like vaccines, all these things. It kind of comes into play 10 years later. So I don't know if this is going to happen in 10 years. Powell, the chairman of the Fed, he said, central bank digital currency, we're looking at it probably 3 years away. But Christine Lagarde, who was the Powell of the European Central Bank, she made it sound recently at an Atlantic Council interview like it was kind of happening. And what was creepy there is she said the way they're pitching this is credit cards track you. Credit cards build a profile of you, and these are exploited commercially to sell things to you and know what you're doing. And she says, our central bank digital currency, it won't do that. It will, and not that they won't be tracking and building a profile of you, but they won't sell it to commercial companies. But the government could do a heck of a lot with that. So this digital twin profile, they want to build that, and they want to know who you are and subsequently how to control you.
And you walked through that when I heard you on the radio the other day. And you made the point, this is not your opinion. This is not something that's just we're surmising they could do this. They're saying in these IMF, World Bank, Federal Reserve, and also BlackRock statements that also what the Bank of England came out about a month ago, I guess now 2 months ago, and said, we're going to program the tokens, and we're going to program these new digital systems, and we'll decide when you can spend it, how you can spend it. We'll put it in your account, and then maybe it has 2 days. That way we can have stimulus. Or we can take some of the value out of it if we want to slow things down. I mean, this is total surveillance, total control, and you bring in the SEGs with all these big private corporations and banks and BlackRock and then central banks admitting that they're also going to tell you where you can spend it and how you can spend it, quote, for the environment. But really, it's to send the money right back to themselves.
Absolutely. Yes, the environmental social governance regulations that kind of came out of nowhere. I think, I really started tuning into it about a year ago. It's like, wow, this thing is real. They, in essence, made their own ranking system and their own little way of determining if you as a company are good at environmental goals, if you're good at social goals, which would be your woke culture, and governance, which is also a part of that, making sure you have equity everywhere. And so they make up their own rules and determine what is environmentally or socially or what is friendly. And since they make the rules, they can, in essence, determine who's going to get investments or not. Because when you look at the true investment market out in Wall Street, it's pension funds. These are the biggest ones, pension funds, retirement funds. And they're the ones that are then making these decisions. And if the so-called rules, which just kind of came into existence like many other rules in our country, say, well, you know, you can't invest in fracking, you can't invest in pipelines or anything of this nature, then that investment won't go in there. And this, to me, it feels also like there's a lot of subplots here. As you know, right now, Europe is, and I have a lot of friends who live there, is really, it's a chaos. People's energy bills just for electricity have doubled in Germany. They're close to quadrupling in the UK as well. You know, this gets people's attention. And so they're focused on, oh, it's because of Ukraine, it's because of Putin. They throw all that out there. But, you know, really, it's your fault because, you know, we shouldn't be using these horrible things to heat our home or to cook with. But at the same time, the solutions they have, which is wind and solar, aren't sufficient, may never be sufficient. And so they're not working. So now there's this push, and they're going to do everything to shame us into it being our fault. And I think it's working. And you see people are just zombifying. They're starting to shut down. Okay, whatever you say, we'll just do it. We'll go along with it. And you know, that's when you introduce your carbon footprint. And this is where it's going to get interesting. And just listen to what they're saying. Meat is bad because of methane that is emitted from cow farts and burps. So if you're eating meat, they're going to calculate your portion of the fart, your portion of the burp, and how much greenhouse gas that is. And that's going to be marked up somewhere on your chart, which will be directly calculable against what you can or can't do without your money. And it doesn't, I mean, it sounds futuristic, but China, of course, already does this to a certain degree with WeChat. And that's what the kind of the platform is there. And, you know, When I think about the government being stupid and being backwards and the true meaning of the term retarded, they actually are backwards. It's not really true. I think that you look at DARPA and these guys, you know, they were testing the effects of social networking in the 70s. So when it comes to a central bank digital currency, I have a feeling they have a lot more knowledge and have been working on this for a long time. And there's been, you know, tons of rumors about different types of financial systems, different altcoins that were supposed to, you know, like XRP or Ripple that was supposed to be this backbone. And all of that seems unlikely, but it seems very likely they do have a plan, and they've probably had that for a long time. The question is, what event will we need to bring this into play? And we're seeing events daily now. I mean, this is fantastic. I mean, the most shocking one was the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipelines. That's a big deal. That'll have its own Wikipedia page in the future.
It's really just stunning to be at this moment. Adam Curry is our guest here. I'm just sitting back thinking about this. Let's just talk about food for a moment. You have a massive global inflation after all the stimulus, not just by the U.S., but dozens of other major nations that did it, hundreds of smaller countries. You have people paid for several years in the third world, that is, the governments were paid, IMF and World Bank money, to just shut down their economies. That's now caused mass starvation and collapse of the third world, now flooding via the U.N. refugee centers into Europe.
Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
I- I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Canada, North America, and then you have in the Netherlands and many other places like Australia ordering people to get rid of a certain amount of their sheep and cows by 2030. They want it to be 90% of them. That's why the farmers are obviously protesting. You have the fertilizer prices exploding. And you look at these numbers, the UN World Food Chief just said last week, this is going to be hell on earth. Hundreds of millions could starve to death, probably will. We already know in the last few years of lockdown that tens of millions extra starved to death. They are deliberately cutting off the industrial base of the planet.
Yes, and they have a plan for this. A couple of years ago, I met a guy called Texas Slim who was starting something called the Beef Initiative, beefinitiative.com. And it was really interesting. He says, Adam, you know, you have to understand we need some real food intelligence. I'm like, food intelligence? What are you talking about? So as he kind of lifted the veil for me, in 2018, the final consolidation of big ag and pharmaceuticals, you know, we had Bayer and Monsanto and all these big mega mergers. That was kind of when everyone decided, when those guys decided, you know what, here we go. We're moving towards new food. And this, is, of course, has not gone unnoticed. The idea is since meat is bad for you and bad for the environment, and the PSYOP is also that it's been bad for you, this has been something that's been jammed into people's heads for many, many decades. You are going to eat meat alternatives, and you need your protein, so it will be soy, plant-based products, as well as insects for protein, and that's already kind of slipping in. And in a way, you know, you get Nicole Kidman eating some bugs on camera, part of the obvious promotion, but really they've already slipped it in. It has different names. Cricket powder is in all kinds of flour products already. But what is interesting is the, particularly in the United States, the food industry, when it comes to animal protein, is really, it's a cartel of four major food processors. So it's JBS, it's Cargill, there's two others. And ranchers and farmers, but let's talk about ranchers for a second, have been really removed from the consumer. So it's almost like commodity cowboys where, you know, we raise our cattle, and then whenever the processing plant says we can take them, whether they're ready or not, whether they, you know, could grow more, they go. You know, it's completely out of the rancher's hands at this point. Then the processing takes place. And what's interesting in Texas, most of our Texas beef, that's not what's in HEB. That's not in our local supermarket chain. That's sold off very high prices to restaurants and countries all over the world where the elites eat our beef. And what we're getting is cattle that's been either processed and slaughtered in Australia and has been frozen, has been in transit for a while, and who knows what inputs are going into that before it finally reaches your kitchen. Or we're getting it from the cattle drive from South America, which includes, I think, 10 different touch points of the cattle before they're finally up here and taken to slaughter. So,
well, right, that was a famous joke with McDonald's, even in the 80s, was a big investigation. The burgers would say all American beef on the wrapper, well, all American Brazilian and Argentinian beef.
Correct. And just because it says USDA, I mean, it's all lies. All the packaging, it's all meant to obfuscate the truth. So the bottom line is, as Americans, we're not eating food. We really are not eating food, and we don't know it because it all looks good and it tastes good. You know, you used to hear, oh, processed foods, that's bad for you. It's not even food. I didn't really realize it myself, to be honest. But then when you start consuming real beef, you can get it directly from a rancher, which is what the Beef Initiative is trying to do, to connect consumers to ranchers again and create this parallel economy. That's the only way out, because the plan, it's not hidden. The plan is less actual animal protein, more synthetics.
And let me just back you up on this. Just a few weeks ago, there were a bunch of articles from the WEF, from Bill Gates, saying to fight climate change, we need ultra-processed food. And then the FDA came out a few months ago and said, we're not going to even regulate nanotech in food. That was a finding where we just don't have a jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So this is really a transhumanist revolution. You got Gates, the biggest private farm owner in the United States, talking about his magic GMO seeds. I mean, this really is a corporate takeover of the entire infrastructure. Can you elaborate on your in-depth research and perspective on that, Adam Curry?
I would say here's an interesting one. You know, you mentioned the Netherlands and the farmers. Well, I grew up in the Netherlands. I moved there from the States when I was seven, and actually went through the Dutch schooling system, and I've been there for quite a while and know a lot about it. And also know a lot of the farmers, and everything you've heard is absolutely true. You know, the whole idea of this net zero is to create this huge city, which would consist of the Netherlands, the Benelux, essentially Belgium. I think they'll add a piece of Germany to that. And that'll just be this big bedroom community where everybody, I guess, goes to work, or they zoom in to work. And all the farm production is supposed to diminish. That's where, you know, you need that for housing. It's a very small country. It's the size of Rhode Island. They have 17 million people living there. But what was surprising, since they are, you know, very famous and very big in their animal and other farm exports, is that this company that I grew up with called Royal DSM. Royal DSM was royal because of the Dutch royal family's investment, like Royal Dutch Shell. DSM was a chemical company. Big chemical processing company. And I woke up one day and I looked around, and I'm reading about food and processing stuff, and I see DSM acquired some company. Go take a look. these guys have completely transformed. Now, with 8 billion euros in revenue every year, they are the largest supplier to the world of processed food, i.e. bugs, soy, and plants, of taste and texture products. And that's it. That's the key there is it tastes good. It tastes right. It feels right. We don't care. As Americans, we really are not good at recognizing food. And it's hard because they're really making this stuff look and taste the way it should. And even the way what's not even natural. They do lots of tests to make sure that you're going to like it. And this is what's made us sick. I look at the statistics, 47% of all children in America are at least pre-diabetic. I mean, that's a genocide. Absolutely. And part of this stems from, and the same people around from climate change, it all goes back to the population bomb. And Dvorak and I talk about this all the time on the show. You know, in the 70s, there was a book that came out and everyone was freaking out. And this is likely the genesis of the Georgia Guidestones is we need less people on the planet. How are we going to do that? I mean, the eugenics movement in the United States, which is rarely discussed. But, man, Hitler was writing fan letters to the people who were involved in that. It's very embarrassing and very little known about how, I mean, we had beautiful baby contests at state fairs, you know, to show, hey, look, this is my perfect baby. And, you look at some of these less perfect human beings, we got to get rid of
them. Well, to be clear, Hitler got eugenics from the UK and the United States. So Adam Curry, big picture here. The globalists want to scientifically control all of human aspects. They said they're building a transhumanist post-human world. How do all these factors come together, and where do you think from their own admissions they're trying to take us, and how is their operation to get us there going? If this was a football game, pro-freedom folks versus the technocracy, team freedom versus team demon, how's humanity doing right now?
How's humanity? Well, humanity is not licked by a long shot. You know, they wouldn't have to put so much into propagandizing us if they had it all figured out. In fact, it's really not a football game. I don't think there's any finesse to it. They're going with sledgehammers, and the sledgehammers are money and food. That's all.
I agree. It is just brute force controlling the infrastructure attack, and the solution is, we already see it happening. 100 years ago, 90% of people were rural, 10% were urban. Today, 90% are urban, 10% are rural, but we're seeing a mass exodus back to the country and people rediscovering local communities. The UN talks about sustainability, but what they're pushing is the opposite. We need real sustainability.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's the only way to go. And, you know, all of our problems stem from this. It's like our education system, and I'll take some blame for that, because in the 80s and 90s when we were coming up in the world, I'm now 58, you know, party time, making a career, having a good time. I was in New York. It was fantastic. School board, you know, I'm just clearly some loser who couldn't get a better gig there on the school board, local city council. Yeah, whatever. So we weren't paying attention. And that's where a lot of problems crept in. So that has to be dealt with locally. But before that, and I know it sounds like doomsday, but it's important that you find a rancher, or, you know, whether it's beef or hog or chickens, and farmers, although I think you can probably get away with just animal protein if it really gets bad. You need to go shake their hand, go find out, how they operate. Will they sell directly to you? These are things you just need to do for your family. It's not enough to have, you know, rice and whatever else people are storing. You really need to have, access to animal, in my opinion, to animal protein, good, you know, pure animal protein, which really starts with the source, which is the seed. And so the farmers and the ranchers that are clued into this, they don't have Monsanto grass. You know, they have, and not only that, but they're here in Texas, they're starting to go back to their old processes that they learned from their grandparents.
And by the way, for folks that don't know, every ancient culture, whether it was the Hindus 3,000 plus years ago or the Jews 3,000 plus years ago, when you read the Vedic text for the Old Testament, it's God then made the grass for the cows to eat, and that gave us the wealth. And then Moses says, you know, in Exodus, stop worshiping the golden calf, because that's what they were worshiping. But people know beef and the protein in it, what it does when it's not been burned, makes us stronger, makes our hearts better, our brains better. Humans have basically developed into what we are with bigger heads, larger brains, healthier, longer lived, because we went from being mainly a herbivore to an omnivore to a carnivore. And that's in all the real science studies. They know it. And you take away red meat, clean, healthy red meat from people, you literally emasculate them, you dumb them down, lower IQs in children, everything. We are a transitional species going carnivorous, and they're trying to take us out of that because it has immediate effects from just mainline research. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I agree with that, and I think it was Jordan Peterson who said that once we discovered fire and we were cooking our meat, our bellies shrank and our heads grew. And by the way, there's I've been looking for this study and I haven't found it. It seems to have disappeared, but at the time when I saw it, it looked like it was pretty legit. A study in Japan about something called soy rage. You know, if you're not feeding good, healthy protein to your children's brains, you know, weird stuff can start to happen. Now we have to get into the medication of our children. Which, I mean, it's so flabbergasting how quickly this went from, you know, some Ritalin 20 years ago to, you know, now Adderall, Vyvanse. These are just standard things that kids trade in the schoolyard. The percentage of children on anti-anxiety medication is astounding. I'm not quite sure what we do with the current generation.
Absolutely. Let me just pause you there. Let me just interrupt the famous Alex Jones interruption. Adam Curry kicking ass here with us today. Really appreciate him joining us on this Saturday morning. We're going to air this later in the day, and then later this week we're going to air it on the main show. Let's get into the medications. But when you mentioned the soy study, there's actually one out of Italy. There's one out of Canada. There's a big one out of Japan you just mentioned. We actually just found it. We'll put it on screen. It turned out that the burgers, the veggie burgers that Gates was putting out in stores, people are rejecting them, and also the one that Burger King was going to put out, literally had more soy in one patty than what someone gender transitioning would take of estrogen. And so I saw those articles. I ate one of them just to see what it would do. I literally got sick and threw up 3 hours later. So we already know the food's weaponized, but this bombing men with soy feminizes men, the studies show, and hyperfeminizes girls. That's why what girls used to go into puberty at 12, now the average is 9. They have 3-year-olds going into puberty, and it's directly tied to the plastics, the bisphenol A, but also the soy. So let's just back up what you said and put the study back on screen that you're absolutely right, Adam Curry, about soy rage. And you see these men that are on it and how they look crazy and just act so bizarre because literally they are mainlining estrogen, plant-based estrogen. There it is.
And I'm glad you found that. Some PubMed. I'm glad you found that. There's a lot at play here. Take into account that according to the mainstream and according to the political left, you know, the most horrible, dangerous, hated people in the United States certainly are white cis. There you go. So white straight men. You can't just add, men are complicated and simple at the same time. But men have some very specific needs that are not being met. In fact, men are checking out, young men are checking out just in general in amazing numbers. Now, with all of this, Alex, I have to say there's so much hope and so much goodness because we don't have to we don't have to follow their systems. We don't have to use their systems. We don't have to buy their fake food.
And we're going to talk about solutions. I totally agree. But we have to identify the problem. And you're a really smart guy. So we got time here, commercial free. Lay it out for us. But men need a mission. Men need a tribe. Men need a culture. Men need to feel needed. And when men are told you're worthless, you're bad, you're cancer, they go and blow their heads off, or they drink themselves to death, or they just play video games all day. Men need to have a mission. And the world has told men you're obsolete. And women, you're in charge. But really, if you read Yuval Noah Harari and the rest of them, they say actually the post-human era is in 2040. 47, and humans are obsolete, and humans are not in the future. The future's not human. And I think a lot of women, we see the numbers, are actually waking up to that now and realizing that Gloria Steinem was CIA, culture engineering. None of this was empower women. So spend some time on that. Talk about the problem with men and what men need.
I don't know if I'm qualified to say that, but I am qualified to see the observations. Let me tell you about the men that I'm working with, and the young men I'm talking, millennials, so around 30, could be a little younger, could be a little older. They were born around 1990, which was a very complicated time. Actually, it was a complicated media time because we had the first Gulf War. CNN was at that point in hilarious. If we go back and take a look, some of the green screen and fakery and stuff. Although the war, what was happening there was real. I remember sitting with my daughter, you know, in a little rocker there, just watching this day in, day out. It was quite a television experience. So they grew up with that. Then around, you know, middle school, we have 9/11. That's traumatic. It was traumatic for the world, and you can only imagine how that sets certain brains into motion and how they look at things. It's very, you know, very young, very impressionable. Then we went into we invaded the wrong country. You know, there was anthrax, yellow cake, aluminum tubes, weapons of mass destruction. Lots of imagery that just it was so destructive and damaging, I think, to that generation. But it's okay. We're going to find him. It'll all be fine, you know, and then that moves on a little bit. And then we get to the financial crisis. Meanwhile, this generation is now in school, in college, many of them, and they've taken out loans to get the education they say is their guaranteed ticket, which has been another marketing exercise. To say, don't just get this degree and you'll be good to go. They came out just as the financial collapse. The last time we went through this, which is kind of the reason why we're here today with the financial system, and everything fell apart. And you know, they saw families having to move. I mean, that was quite a disastrous couple of years, though, 2008, 2009. And there they were with their college degrees, and it's like, this is what you got, $12 an hour, congratulations, or you can maybe drive an Uber or, you know, the gig economy. And then, the social contract was kind of broken. That's not what was supposed to happen. Now throw some COVID and lockdown at them, and now you see the result. The demoralization is incredible across the board. We have quiet quitting. We have all these different things that people are doing, and I think in a way also positive because people are reevaluating their lives. And this is a real positive. Where if you worked at any company that had Slack inside its organization, you were not working 9 to 5. You were working 24/7 because that had become the culture of our corporate economy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.